Now to our final batch of stories. Volunteers are delighted as a £1 million city scout hut is pulled back from the brink. A mysterious red glow was seen at Carrow Road, and work to demolish an abandoned office block in the city centre gets underway.
A £1 million scout hut set for the Golden Triangle will be built after an unexpected funding gap putting the project in jeopardy was filled. The 33rd Norwich South Scout Group's new building in Jessop Road looked set for disaster when just 2 weeks ago, with work already underway, volunteers issued an urgent appeal to raise £133,000 or sacrifice the £916,000 granted through a government fund. Despite making cuts to the designs and stripping back the building plans as far as possible, a rise in construction costs created a deficit of thousands that the original grant just could not cover. Now the group has revealed that the building will go ahead, despite only raising £50,000 of the £133,000 shortfall. It has been revealed that the project is now going to be split into two phases, with the hall built initially and the remainder of the plans to be completed later once the additional funding has been secured.
Open water swimmers are taking the plunge in a push to secure better water quality for the city's river. The Cow Tower Dippers have met for a swim in the Wensum every Saturday since January 2022, at a stretch of the river by the historic building. Now more than 100 members of the swimming community have got together as they work to get designated bathing water status, a title only held by a handful of seaside locations in Norfolk, including Cromer, Seapalling and Wells. "Our mission has two parts, really," said Cow Tower Dippers member Samantha Wood. "Firstly, to submit an application and hopefully obtain designated bathing water status for the stretch of the Wensum at Cow Tower. The second part is to raise awareness of the benefits of open water swimming and advocate for clean, safe waters for swimmers and other river users alike." The founder of the Cow Tower Dippers, Peter Smith, decided to look into the rules surrounding the status, one of which was to have more than 100 swimmers take the dip on two separate dates. At the first meet-up on June the 15th, 129 people took a dip to show their support, said Peter. "This was not a protest, far from it. It was just ordinary people joining together to do what they love doing, to register a need for better water quality and accountability. If the Wensum at Cow Tower becomes a designated bathing site, the Environment Agency will regularly monitor the water quality and assess whether action is needed to cut pollution levels. Last autumn, sewage was pumped into the river during the heavy rainfall by Anglia Water. The second dip will be on Saturday, with more than 100 people needed to jump in the river for the dippers to proceed with their application."
A mysterious red glow over Norwich City's Carrow Road Stadium has been causing consternation among locals. Neighbours living near the ground have reported seeing strange lights. Photos taken from surrounding streets show the ground lit up with a red hue from inside the stadium. One woman who lives nearby said, "It's very strange and quite eerie. It happens quite late at night and there is no sound at all coming from the stadium at the time." The lights have been likened to a scene from the cult Netflix show Stranger Things. The science fiction series is set in the fictional small town of Hawkins, Indiana, whose residents are plagued by a hostile alternate dimension known as the Upside Down. The reason for the lights remains unknown, with various theories suggested, including that it could be a rehearsal for a light show, either for Norwich City Games next season or for the England women's team, who will be playing the Republic of Ireland at the stadium on July the 12th. 2 summers ago, people living near the ground were treated to dazzling light shows as the club tested new floodlights, which were later used for displays before Canaries games.
A city address, once erased from maps, has been reincarnated nearly a century later. Topaz Square was a Victorian-era slum off Burr Street in Norwich, which was home to 22 tenement buildings, housing vagrants, immigrants, and the city's most desperate. A toper was 1800 slang for a drunkard, and the square likely got its name from the Toper's Tavern, which occupied a corner of the complex, one of dozens of public houses in the area. The tenements were owned by the Great Hospital, but were sold in 1868 and left to fall into further disrepair. It was not until after the Second World War that Toper Square and the surrounding slums were cleared as part of a city-wide scheme to move families into council estates, such as Mile Cross, the first of its kind in England. In the late 1960s, the cleared site was earmarked for development by Eastern Counties newspapers, which began work on Prospect House, completing it in 1970. The Eastern Daily Press and Norwich Evening News, now owned by NewsQuest, are still among the tenants at the site, but the building is owned by insurance firm Alan Boswell Group, which recently built a new 2,000-square-foot office space in the former loading bay on the south side. Lee Boswell, marketing director, said, "As part of this development, we needed to find a new name for the space to avoid visitors going to the wrong entrance. Our interest was piqued by Toper Square, which we saw in an 1884 map of the city, and decided to resurrect it. We're very excited to bring this new high-spec office space to the heart of the city and to bring the square back to life."
Work has begun to bring down one of the city centre's most prominent empty buildings. Passers-by noticed windows being removed at Victoria House, the former home of insurance firm Marsh in Queen's Road. Wooden fencing was erected around the building in February, suggesting demolition work could start, but owners Zive Capital have previously kept quiet on progress. The London-based company has now confirmed work is underway to level the building. A Zive Capital spokesman said, "We are pleased to announce the commencement of demolition works on the Victoria House site. Over the next few weeks, scaffolding will be erected to the northwest wing elevation. We are committed to keeping the local community informed and involved throughout this process."
A city market stall specialising in books and leatherware is searching for a new owner after more than 50 years. The small business is one of the oldest on Norwich Market and has been run by Andy Warman since the 1970s. Found in Unit 18, it sells a range of rare and second-hand books, as well as handmade belts, handbags, purses, hair accessories, wristbands, and watch straps. But as Andy Warman heads into retirement after 5 decades of serving the community, he is looking for a passionate new owner to take the reins. It is on offer on Facebook Marketplace for £5,000 and is described as a community-treasured shop in a high visibility position with heavy foot traffic. According to the listing, only buyers who will keep the stall as it is will be considered because Norwich City Council will not allow it to be converted into food use.
That's all from this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you've enjoyed listening. A gentle reminder that when you've finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on Thursdays, which is our production day, so if there's no reply, do leave a message and we'll return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team, to Catherine Rose, the sound recordist, and editor Sarah Lusher. Don't forget to keep listening, as the July edition of Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine will follow shortly. So it's goodbye from me, Matthew Tucker.
And from me, Carolyn Sayer. Goodbye.